Our scripture lesson this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 24. Dear brothers and sisters, warn those who are lazy, comfort those who are frightened, take tender care of those who are weak, and be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else. Always be joyful, always keep on praying, and no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not smother the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at those who prophesy, but test everything that is said to be sure, to be sure that it is true, and if it is, then accept it. Keep away from every kind of evil. May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until that day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back again. God, who called you to become his child, will do all of this for you, just as he promised. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When do you pray? Where do you pray? Do you kneel beside your bed? Do you pray while you're at the dinner table? Or maybe while you're walking or sitting outside? Miss Hope said that she takes her phone on her walks. I leave mine at home. God forbid something happens on my walk, but I need that hands-free time to wrangle my dogs and to just be with God and with nobody else. Do you pray out loud or silently? Do you pray by writing in a journal? Do you pray for others, for yourself, for leaders of the world, for the church, for the schools, for situations happening in the news? Who taught you how to pray? This morning, we begin a new series called Living Our Promises, a Covenant of Grace. Throughout this series, we'll look at the vows we make when we become members of the United Methodist Church to uphold the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And don't be afraid if you're not a member. This still applies to all of us who come here to become disciples of Jesus. These promises are not legal requirements for belonging. They are responses to grace. They are our way of saying, God has given me everything in Christ and in gratitude, and I want my life to reflect that. Today we begin with the first of these vows, our prayers. Because prayer is the foundation of every other promise. Without prayer, our presence lacks depth, our gifts lack discernment, and our service lacks direction. And we don't know what or who we are witnesses of or to. An article written by Julie Dwyer reminds us that prayer is not a passive activity or something reserved only for the especially spiritual. There's no good or bad or right or wrong way to pray. God hears you. God loves you. God wants to share in conversation with you. Prayer is the heartbeat of discipleship. As that article puts it, our commitment to uphold the church with our prayers is a recognition that prayer connects us to God's work in the world and draws us into that work ourselves. When we promise to pray for the church, we are not just praying that things will go well on Sunday morning. We are asking that the Spirit would lead, correct, empower, and guide us as the body of Christ, that we might be faithful witnesses in all we do. Prayer is how we stay in relationship with the one who calls us. It's how we tune our hearts to God's will. In our scripture reading today, Paul writes to the Thessalonian church And this is one of his first letters, his oldest letters, at the time when they were expecting Jesus to come back any minute. Paul writes, "Always be joyful, always be praying, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." That phrase, "always keep on praying, always be praying," is the one that catches us today. What could it possibly mean to always be praying, to pray without ceasing, as most translations say? Dietrich Bonhoeffer once reflected that this command isn't about never stopping to eat or work or sleep so that we can pray constantly. Instead, it's about living in a continual awareness of God's presence. For Bonhoeffer, prayer wasn't a compartment of life. It was the rhythm that runs underneath everything else. Our work, our relationships, our worship, all of it becomes prayer when it is done in faith, gratitude, and love. To pray without ceasing is to live open to God, to teach each conversation, each task, each decision as a part of an ongoing dialogue with the one who created us. Paul's words echo the teaching of Jesus in Matthew 6 when he tells the disciples, "When you pray, don't be loud and obnoxious, but go into your room and pray. Close the door and pray to your Father in heaven who sees you in silence." Prayer, Jesus says, is not about performance. It's about relationship. It's not about getting the words right. It's about bringing our whole selves before God. And when Jesus teaches the disciples how to pray, he gives them the words that we still pray together each and every Sunday and maybe each and every day in your homes. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That prayer gathers up all of our needs, spiritual and physical, personal and communal, and reminds us that we live by grace and by forgiveness. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are reminded that we belong to something larger than ourselves. It's not my Father, it's our Father. We are bound together in a community of prayer, in a family of faith, in the body of Christ. In the covenant vows members make when we join the United Methodist Church, we promise to uphold the church with our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. To promise to pray means we take responsibility for one another's spiritual lives, especially when we baptize young babies, and we take responsibility for their faith, for their relationship with God. We hold one another before God. It means we pray for our leaders, our congregation, our ministries, our neighbors, and the world God loves. It means we believe prayer matters, that God listens and acts, and that prayer changes us as much as it changes the circumstances we are praying for and about. If you are still exploring faith or finding your place here, know this: these promises are an open invitation. They are not a requirement to belong, but a pathway into deeper connection with God and with others and with purpose. Consider what these commitments might look like in your own life and how God may be calling you to take the next step of faith. Dwyer's article says prayer reminds us that we are not alone in the work of discipleship. It draws us into partnership with God and with one another. This is the beauty in being a part of a church community, knowing we don't have to go it alone. This is the beauty of God's people caring for each other, taking care of the weak, holding up those who are struggling, coming alongside those who need help. This is the beauty of God's church, dwelling with each other, supporting each other, and this is how God moves among us and through us. of course, what we Methodists call prevenient grace, the grace that goes before us, is also working in those who are outside of the church. God is always drawing us to God's self. But praying together is what grounds us to each other and to God. As we begin this new series, Living Our Promises, a Covenant of Grace, you should have received an envelope with a special brochure that will accompany us through these next 4 weeks. Inside, you'll find the scriptures and options you have to consider as you think about the ways that you are living your promises. And adults, you may have gotten ones with your name on it. Youth, you are not exempt. If Miss Hope didn't give you one during youth group, look for an envelope in the back. This brochure is a tool to guide you as we live our promises together as disciples of Jesus Christ with a renewed commitment and intention. It may rest on your kitchen table as you think about it over these next 4 weeks. Maybe on your nightstand, maybe in your Bible, wherever you're going to see it and not forget about it. But if you do, if you lose it, don't worry. We have more. You can pick one up next week. Let it serve as a reminder that our promises are not just words spoken once during our membership vows and ceremony, but a living commitment that we renew daily as disciples of Jesus Christ. Through our prayers, presence, through our generosity, through our service and witness in the world, we discover that grace is not a single moment, it's a rhythm we live by. This brochure is meant to help us listen for that rhythm, to see how God is already at work in our lives and in this congregation, and to respond with faith and gratitude. Paul closes his letter with this assurance: "The one who called you is completely dependable. If God said it, God will do it." Prayer is not about getting God to do what we want. God is not a genie. It's about trusting that God is already at work and inviting us to join in that work. May our prayers this week be spoken or silent, formal or spontaneous. May they be a way of saying yes to that dependable grace. And may our covenant promise to pray become the rhythm that carries us through this season and every season to come. Amen. This morning, Barbara is going to come and pray for us. And throughout this series, there will be other people who will share their gifts and their what they have to share with the church as a part of this series.
Let us pray. Our Father, to whom we pray, all reverence, adoration, awe and wonder, all love, power and might, all that you are, Heavenly Father, highest praises to you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Holy God, we are so thankful, we are grateful that you are not a far-off God. You are within each of us as close to us as our heartbeat. And with each breath, we breathe in your Holy Spirit. You give us life and breath and good health. Let us be more aware of your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill this place. Fill us with your presence. When we seek you and call out to you in prayer, you hear our prayer. Thank you for this gift of prayer and the way it brings us closer into your presence. We cannot imagine what life would be like if we could not talk to you, if we could not pray to you, to praise you, to talk with you each day about our day, to lift up our concerns and desires to someone who cares the way you do. We seek you in the silence. To be still, know that you are there. And to listen to what you would say to us. In silence, we do hear you speaking to us. In silence and meditation, our prayers become more than one-sided and become more of a conversation where we speak and you speak and touch our hearts. Incline our hearts, incline our ears to be open to hear you speaking to us as you reveal to us your promises, your ways, and lead us in the direction of your good will, so that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In our prayers of petition, we are thankful and grateful for answered prayers, for touching the lives of others with blessings upon blessings in ways only you would know. Listening and loving God, as we move our focus beyond ourselves, we lift up to you our community, the other churches of our community, to those in need, for those who are having trouble making ends meet, for those who are out of work or on furlough, for those with health issues, for those dealing with depression, for those without hope, for our church leaders and leaders of other churches and other pastors, leaders of our state, our nation, and our world. We pray and ask out of your glorious riches, God, in your good will, may you strengthen us according to your riches and power, through the Holy Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we may comprehend with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is your love. God the Father, and through Jesus Christ, that we may be filled with the fullness of you, Lord our God. Forgive us, redeem us, use us for your service. Our lives are yours. O God, lived out not in our own strength, but through your Holy Spirit and power. And now may the God of power and peace sanctify us through and through. May our whole spirit, body, and soul be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the grace of our Lord and Jesus Christ be with us all. And now let us pray as we pray here at the gathering. God, help us to gather with you, to feed the body, mind, and spirit, while being Christ's hands and feet. Help us to love and serve our local community. In Jesus' name we pray.